Okay, so what this tells us is that contrary to the old adage, monkey see, monkey do, the surprise really is that all of the other animals really cannot do that, at least not very much. And even this picture has this suspicious taint of being rigged about it, something from a Barnum and Bailey circus. But by comparison, we can learn. We can learn by watching other people and copying or imitating what they can do. We can then choose from among a range of options the best one. We can benefit from others' ideas. We can build on their wisdom. And as a result, our ideas do accumulate and our technology progresses. And this cumulative cultural adaptation, as anthropologists call this accumulation of ideas, is responsible for everything around you in your bustling and teeming everyday lives. I mean, the world has changed out of all proportion to what we would recognize even 1,000 or 2,000 years ago. And all of this because of cumulative cultural adaptation. The chairs you're sitting in, the lights in this auditorium, my microphone, the iPads and iPods that you carry around with you, all a result of cumulative cultural adaptation. Now, to many commentators, cumulative cultural adaptation or social learning is job done, end of story.